misleading information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We have a special announcement from the board after the chair's time. And it's my honor, but also an announcement that I look forward to and I don't look forward to for a lot of different reasons, but...
So you may or may not know the voice. The voice is Ed Meadows, the president of Pensacola State College, and this was actually audio from the board meeting, so this would have been on Tuesday. And he intros by saying, I've got an announcement, and I look forward to it, and I don't look forward to it. And then he goes on and talks about all of the challenges that he has experienced during his time at PSC and, you know, floods and pandemic and hurricane and all of this stuff. And then...
So, as the last president of Pensacola Junior College and the first president of Pensacola State College, I've been very fortunate to serve this fine institution. At this time, I am giving public notice that I intend to retire December the 31st, 2026. And that will mean that I will have served this institution 18 years and 8 months, which beats Ann Hartzell by 4 months as the longest-serving president.
As the longest-serving president. So the official announcement of his retirement, of course, and you know me, I don't mind reporting on a fact, but I always like to let you hear the thing, and it just took a day or two to get the actual audio from PSC. They're always quite good at providing it. Just didn't happen to be able to. The person I normally get it from is on vacation, so there was 1 day delay in getting it. In any case, so he kind of gives some insight into why, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, that, you know, I think that when somebody like Martha Saunders or Ed Meadows says that they're retiring, that, you know, there's the publicly given reasons and then there's the other reasons. And, you know, I think we can all speculate. I have already about what those might be. But in this case, this is what he said publicly.
There's still much work to be done with ongoing initiatives between now and the end of the year. But I pledge my assistance in helping create a smooth transition for the next leader of this college. And I might add that my wife, Katie, told me if I put this off, she was going to come up and submit my resignation. So...
And I know it's a little bit hard to hear, but I wanted you to hear it anyway. There was a Zoom meeting, and it was being held inside of the Tin Can Central. I mean, just, you know, it's terrible quality. But I always want you to be able to hear a thing yourself. And so he says, my wife, Kitty, said that, you know, if I didn't do this myself, she'd come down and do it for me.
I will say one thing about this college. I've served as the college president for a little over 30 years. In Alabama at 2 different institutions and here. And I've served at several others as an academic administrator and faculty member and former chair and provost and all those kind of things for a very long time. And this has been the best institution.
So he's been a president for 30 years in a lot of different places, plus administrator before that. He says this is his favorite one.
There have been an amazing opportunity to view love for an institution in our community that I've never seen at any other institution.
The love for the community of the institution he's never seen before.
So it is a beloved institution, and someone asked me a long time ago, if I had a legacy to leave, what would it be? And I said, do no harm, leave it a beloved institution.
Yeah, leave it a beloved institution and do no harm were the goals. And this is kind of funny.
And then on a lighter note, when I first became the president, someone said, well, Ed, you got 5 years to fix mistakes of the last president, 5 years to make your own mistakes. So I've stretched that to 18 years and 8 months. So thank you all.
5 years to make your own mistakes and five years to fix the mistakes of the person before you and 5 years to make your own. Gordon Sprague is the chair, and he just briefly commented.
And to some extent, the nation because of his leadership. We're being down for you forever, and you will not be forgotten in a long, long time. Thank you for your
time. You will not be forgotten for a long, long time. And then Dr. Troy Tippett, he'd given out a handout, which I have seen. It's interesting. There's so much in it. It's the handout of all the things that have been accomplished during the 18 years and 8 months that President Meadows, Dr. Meadows, has been the president of PSC, and he gave that out to everybody. It wasn't entirely clear to me who knew or did not know that this was coming in the board meeting, and you know, it's just sometimes you can't figure these things out exactly. We'll come back to this in a second, because the comments that Dr. Tippett was going to make about Ed Meadows' retirement, I thought very interesting as well. John Pickens is out today, but PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Mobile Highway clear through Beulah. The front gate of NAS Pensacola now backed up to Interbay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. And back to the comments at the PSC board meeting on Tuesday, where we first heard about the retirement of Ed Meadows, Dr. Ed Meadows, at the end of the year. And by the way, just a side note, small note, I don't know why this is true of me, but it turns out to be true of me twice. So I never really thought of myself as a UWF dad. I don't know why. I can't tell you why. We sent two kids to UWF, and for whatever reason, I mean, I would go to campus and we did the tours, and I don't know why, but I didn't until when Martha Saunders was retired, when she got retired, depending on how you want to read the facts. That's when I first realized, oh my God, I care about this institution, not just as a community member, a member of the media, you know, somebody who covers it as an Argos football fan, but as a dad who sent two children there, you know? And the same thing for PSC, which you would think I would have figured it out the first time. Nope. So it was actually, I mean, I've been to PSC 1,000 times and, you know, gone to campus functions, and we went to Pirate Fest yesterday, which is always a fun time. You know, my one son that's there now is not going to go to UWF, probably because he wants to be a nurse and he's going to do nursing at PSC instead, which they're both great programs. But, you know, it kind of dawned on me with the retirement announcement of Ed Meadows. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a UWF dad. How dumb do you have to be that I never thought, or I'm a PSC dad. How dumb do you have to be that you haven't thought of it before? But yeah, so we had, you know, three kids do PSC as dual enrollment and two kids do UWF. And so I care very much about these institutions and, you know, seeing leadership changes, getting rid of somebody who's very, very good. Maybe it'll be better in the future and maybe it won't. We'll see. But anyway, Dr. Troy Tippett talking about Ed Meadows.
I often said that after I was around here for a little while, I thought there were two things that make a great college president. One, they have to be a great academician, but you can't lead a college unless you are. Well, some people have a provost, but still, you need to be a great academician. But in addition to that, you got to be a great politician. If you can't do that, there won't be any new buildings, there won't be any money. There won't be anything. You can have a great faculty, but doesn't perform your duties either.
And it's a great point. To be a good college president, you have to be a great academic or academician, and you also have to be a great politician to, you know, work the system, work the politics, get the grant funding, build the buildings, build bridges with the community, get them to make donations. I mean, that's all big stuff, and certainly Ed Meadows has been both of those.
So I think this man has been the epitome of perfect college president, a great academic leader. You can see all the things we talk about every night of some academic accomplishment, including tonight. And also, take a look around at the new buildings. Those did not occur by accident.
Yeah, it's true. There's been an explosion of construction at PSC, even just in the last couple of years.
I think it's only befitting that, as we have done for all previous college presidents, we should name a building after Dr. Meadows and also declare him President Emerita after he retires, which has also been
the tradition in this college. It is an honorary title, but it is very important.
So let's name a building after him, and let's name him President Emeritus.
So I would like to make the motion that we name a building after Dr. Meadows. And in case no one knows, the building I'm talking about is on your printout here. It's Building 10. Currently, it has a beautiful title. It's called Business Department. I think we could probably modify that a bit. But I think the name is yet to be determined, but something like C. Edward Meadows Hall with business down underneath that.
I love it. So they voted.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations.
So, yeah, it's sort of a sad day seeing the end of a very successful and lengthy tenure. And as I said yesterday, always the questions about exactly who orchestrated this, why it happened. Was it purely just, you know, it was time and Kitty said get out? Or, you know, did we have other problems like with Zach Smith, like with some of the pressure from the governor, other people anyway? I'm just going to let Ed speak for himself because he was overwhelmed by the gesture.
Appreciate it. Honor and
appreciative of the honor, and
you know, I'm not usually an emotional person, but my wife will be the first to tell you. She says, well, are you excited about something? And I will say, yeah, I'm excited. She will, I can't tell.
I'm not an emotional person. My wife would say, if you're excited, let us know because we can't tell.
I am looking forward to the next 8 months and looking forward to January of 2027. Because my wife has got a long list of things she wants me to do at the farm. Thank you, Board, and I really appreciate the great honor of having a building name in my honor.
So there you go. That was the actual, I'm a big fan of hearing the actual thing, there's no particularly new fact involved here that we didn't know already, but I like to let you hear, especially when it's a human moment. Like, I mean, somebody has an 18-year career, you take note. And you listen, at least I do. 621 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about selling a home and you want to make sure you get a good realtor who's going to find you the best price possible, find the right buyer, put you together, and then get you all the way through to the closing, well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty did that 209 times last year for folks. They sold 209 homes. That's 4 week. Ridiculous level of success. The most homes sold by any retail, any residential group here in the area. And what I always think is, look, you probably got a family member who's a realtor, or you got a friend at church who's a realtor, and that's fine. You might have another name that you've been thinking of, or maybe somebody you've used before. That's fine. If you've got two or three, fine. Just be sure to include Christina on the list. If you've never met her, don't know her, just give her a call. You can literally say, hey, you know, this is Jimmy, and I hear Andrew McKay talking about you all the time, and he seems to think that you're pretty good. Come show me. I'd like to meet you for 10 minutes, and, you know, you can tell me what you know, and we can talk, and she will, and then you can make a decision for yourself. And maybe you decide to go with your friend from church. I don't know. It's possible. But for me, I want somebody who really, really knows what they're doing, is going to get the job done, and is serious about it. And I know the folks at, you know, Leavenworth Realty, and they are very, very serious about what they do, and they're very, very effective at it. So give her a call, 786-3996, and find out for yourself why people rave about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you believe the destination is the journey, you'll love exploring in our new 2026 Subaru models, like the all-new 2026 Outback, strikingly redesigned with sharp lines and more edge, and now with financing as low as 3.9% for an amazing 75 months. Or how about the roomy Subaru Crosstrek or the family-sized Descent? Finance either one for 2.9% for 75 months. And the long-lasting and capable Subaru Forester. Drive one home for only 1.9% for 75 months. All come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take on every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Crosstrek, Ascent, and Forester. Love is out there. Find it in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Spring is here. Oh yeah, and it's time to warm things up with the new slow smoke menu at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether it's our brisket grilled cheese, the hot link loaded mac, or the amazing new peach cobbler egg rolls, you're sure to love them. Maybe you're throwing a party and need some barbecue catered. We can help with that. Whether you're picking up, need it delivered, or a team to come out and serve. With four locations in the News Radio area, visit sonnysbbq.com to learn more or order today. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hope. It is the only thing stronger than fear.
I know if you weren't a new Christian in the 90s, you probably didn't hear a lot of ska cappella or ska hallelujah music. But, oh, man, I grew up on that stuff as a young Christian. That's good. 626, that's a gospel, that's a hymn? Sure enough. 626 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. Not showing any slowdowns in Pine Forest or Carr City. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays either. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, Andrew. Well, some big news kind of coming out of the blue yesterday. Secretary of the Navy John Phelan is out. He was removed from his position Wednesday, reporting indicating the dismissal followed tensions with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell said that Phelan would depart effective immediately. Of course, this as the Navy continues its blockade of Iranian ports. A Virginia judge blocking the state from certifying the results of Tuesday's redistricting referendum. Virginia voters approved the plan, which could expand the Democrat Party's 6-5 advantage in the Commonwealth's congressional delegation to 10-1. A judge ruled the referendum was unconstitutional. And peace talks between Israel and Lebanon resumed today in Washington, D.C. Arab news outlets say Lebanon is expected to push for an extension of their ceasefire that's set to expire Sunday.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Interesting note today, we were talking about PSC just a minute ago, but today the UWF Board of Trustees is going to have their meeting. And one of the things they're going to look at is adding $2 per credit hour for an athletic surcharge on top of what they already have as $21, I think is what it is right now. Yeah, $21 per credit hour right now, making it $23. You know, you go to Division One, you're trying to raise some revenue. If you run the math out, this is basically if you have a full load, which I guess I don't think they consider 15 hours a full load anymore. I think 12 is considered a full load. But in my day, you know, when we would take enough classes and PJ, when you were in college, full load 15 hours, right?
18.
Oh, 18. Six classes.
Yeah.
At Wisconsin?
At the top.
Well, at the upper end, right? But yeah. 15 was still full time. Like 15 would still be
I
a normal.
So. Yeah.
Like if you go 15 and then you go for eight semesters, you go 120 hours. 120 is a normal degree, right? So, yeah, but that would, if you're taking 15 credit hours, then you're talking about $30 a semester, $60 a year. It's not nothing, but it's not a lot for an individual. At the same time, you know, kind of the implication had been that going to Division I wouldn't cost people money, and it clearly is going to cost at least a little extra. This is about $1 million a year if you aggregate it across. If 16,000 students are all taking 15 hours for two semesters, that's about $1 million a year. So, you know, I don't know. I would expect them to pass it. I'm not all that surprised by all of this. Meanwhile, in Santa Rosa County, we didn't get to talking about this one yesterday, but one of my very favorite things in the whole wide world, speed tables. You know, on the agenda today, they're going to talk about the local option sales tax renewal, the 0.5% tax, the, you know, TPO money. There's a couple of other things we talked about yesterday with Brad Baker. But, you know, nestled in amongst all the other items is if you live on John Hamm Road. Now, John Hamm Road, you may or may not know, John Hamm Road runs actually directly east to west, but because I-10 and Highway 90 are kind of on a not quite east to west, like they're a 15 degrees off, basically, at that point, it makes a triangle between basically 87 and 10 and John Hamm Road. There's no off-ramp for I-10. Anyway, so on the western edge of John Hamm Road, as you get really close to, and I know for people who don't live in Santa Rosa County, this is going to make you die, but on the east side of 87, it's John Hamm Road, and on the west side of 87, it's Billy Bob Lane. So, I know. Anyway, if between Tracy and Cox Road, which is right just east of 87, the proposal is to put in two or possibly more speed tables because of what Kerry Smith describes as a drag strip racing that goes on down there. People think of it as drive any speed you want. $20,000 for two speed tables because of $19,000 mobilization costs. That's $10,000 per speed table.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump tells Fox there's no rush to make a peace deal with Iran as we enter day 10 of the U.S. naval blockade.
CENTCOM says so far 31 ships have been turned away or blocked. Now, in response, Iranian state TV has released new videos showing IRGC fast attack boats firing on three international cargo ships. The White House says these seizures do not violate the ceasefire.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Tel Aviv. Senate Republicans pushing past Democrats to advance funding for ICE and Border Patrol after a late-night voting marathon.
The measure sends $70 billion to ICE and CBP, funding the agencies through the rest of President Trump's term. Democrats held several amendment votes to put Republicans on the record on affordability and other domestic economic issues, all failed along party lines.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. The measure now heads to the House. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. It's News Radio 92.3. We've got clear skies this morning, and it is 61 degrees here in Pensacola. A 33-year-old man has died after a motorcycle crash on I-10. This happened Wednesday. FHP says a Hyundai Tucson drifted into the motorcycle's lane near mile marker 10, causing him to crash into a guardrail. He died at the scene. The 25-year-old Daphne man driving that Hyundai was not hurt. It's unclear why the driver veered into the motorcycle's lane. That crash remains under investigation. Well, Santa Rosa County commissioners are set to finalize ballot language today for the renewal of the county's half-cent sales tax. County Administrator Brad Baker says polling shows voters really want more than just roads. The current tax splits 60% to roads, 30% to public safety, 10% to recreation and conservation.
Trust for Public Land came in and did a polling
right.
Throughout the county, did actually a couple of them, and they polled, what's the chance the half-cent will pass and what's the people really want in it. So based off the polling data, this is what the people say they want that were polled in our county.
And Brad Baker there, he says the two highest polling priorities were roads and conservation, even above public safety. He said the board retains full flexibility, that is, to adjust how the money gets divided after it's approved by voters. And he said all of the spending would have to go towards capital outlay, not towards salary or benefits. Well, it looks like Spirit Airlines could potentially receive a financial lifeline from the federal government. Of course, they've been headed potentially towards liquidation. But multiple reports out saying the Trump administration is close to a rescue deal for the airline. President Trump the other day noting that Spirit employs over 14,000 people and saying that, quote, maybe the federal government should help that one out. Well, UWF could potentially be increasing student fees. News Radio's Chris Bryan.
An important vote is set later today on the UWF campus. Students might see higher athletic fees as the school transitions to Division I athletics. Channel 3's reporting, if approved, the cost would increase at the start of the fall semester. For a full-time student, that could be an extra $30 for each semester. At a news conference earlier this month, President Manny Diaz Jr. said the transition to D1 would not hurt the university financially. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
And the governor not giving up on his goal of eliminating property taxes. Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday discussing property tax reform in Jacksonville. He said he'll present a plan at some point, but he also said it won't be next week when the legislature does meet for a special session. There's no word on when a proposal could be released. The governor said he is confident that it would be something that people would find meaningful. The governor also signed bills banning local governments from passing DEI programs or zero emission policies at that appearance in Jacksonville yesterday at 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. And with a look at our traffic on the fives, it's PJ.
Travis brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has led inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. If you are on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that is flowing smooth as well. Gulf Beach Highway, not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We will see a small chance of rain this afternoon, 20% chance overall, otherwise partly cloudy skies, high near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Friday, partly cloudy skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 79. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Heading into Saturday, partly cloudy skies, 40% chance of some showers and thunderstorms, high near 81. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 60 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Comcast's first quarter results topped analyst expectations for both revenue and earnings. The company said it added another record number of mobile customers during the quarter and said broadband losses improved year over year to 65,000. The head of the International Energy Agency, Fatih Birol, told CNBC that, quote, we are facing the biggest energy security threat in history as the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. Data says an average of 20 million barrels of oil and petroleum products were shipped through the strait every day before the war. Treasury yields ticked higher this morning as investors await updates on the resumption of U.S.-Iran peace talks and the latest Purchasing Managers Index print for April, due out later today. The yield in the 10-year Treasury note was up by more than 2 basis points at 4.214%. Futures are moderately lower as investors watch for developments in the Middle East. On Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 340, the NASDAQ up 397, the S&P 500 up 73. That's Your Money Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FAME25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FAME25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FAME25 for a 25 cents per gallon. Bonus.
Selling a home is personal, and it can feel overwhelming before you even know where to start. A lot of homeowners are told that if they question the cost of selling, it means they are cutting corners or taking risk. That simply isn't true. Wanting clarity and fairness doesn't make you cheap, it makes you thoughtful. I'm Miriam Rogers with Poppy Properties. I offer a full-service listing for only 1%, saving you thousands. And my easy exit agreement means you're never locked into a relationship that isn't working. You still get professional marketing, photography, negotiation, and guidance from contract to closing. What you get less of is pressure. What you keep more of is your equity. This isn't about doing less. It's about doing what's right for you, your situation, and your future. If you're thinking about selling and want to start with information instead of obligation and learn more about my 1% listing model, visit my website at forsalebymiriam.com. That's forsalebymiriam.com.
The Leadership Pensacola Class of 2026, our community's premier leadership development program, is turning leadership into action.
Take a leap with us.
The Leadership Class of 2026 is stepping forward to create a healing garden for Gulf Coast Kids House.
A calming space designed to support children on their healing journey.
Together, we can turn leadership into lasting impact.
Lead with purpose and build healing.
To support this project, visit PensacolaChamber.com.
Join us in growing hope.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all. With the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed. Staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
I stand before you today specifically requesting for a previously budgeted item, a replacement of a cruiser. The current cruiser that we are looking to replace is a 2015 cruiser that currently has 156,167 miles on it. It has reached its operational capability. It has spent more time in the shop than it has on the road. It has electrical issues which are beyond the repair of our in-house capabilities.
Now, this is Chief of Milton Police Jen Frank talking about the new cruiser that they're trying to get. And I know David Wayne kind of mentioned this before and shared a little bit of it, but I got around to listen to the whole meeting, and it's a fairly entertaining. No, it is not exactly Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, and no, it's, you know, but it's and it's not the public comment or whatever, but it's still kind of interesting because you may have missed this, but there was an April Fool's Day post by the homeless advocacy organization Offensive, and she's going to talk about that because here she is trying to get the new cruiser to replace the old one that's aged out and not useful.
The budgeted requested item, I was going to come and joke with you all today that I was going to ask for a cloaking device because recently a organizational group announced that we were going to have invisible cruisers. But I thought perhaps that wouldn't be prudent. So I'm going to stick with my original request, which is just for a replacement cruiser as is. It will be fully visible, marked unit that everyone can see to replace the 2015 156,000 cruiser.
Yeah,
the
and so
here is within our allowable budgeted item, and it is part of our routine capital asset rotation.
And so Ed Spears is saying, well, can you maybe explain what happened here? Like, you're talking about an April Fool's Day post, and I had seen this post. We talked about it on the air. It's, you know, basically what they did is they put up a thing that, I mean, it's actually pretty funny. It was meant to be that you have a transparency cruiser in the bold attempt at full transparency. The Milton Police Department has reportedly invested in what is being described as a next generation fully cloaked patrol vehicle. Yes, an invisible squad car. According to early reports, Chief Frank unveiled the vehicle as part of a proactive visibility initiative, though many in the community are questioning how something invisible contributes to visibility at all. Residents have already raised several concerns. How are we supposed to know it's there? Is it parked or am I about to hit it? Can it still write tickets if I can't see it? One local even stated, I'd like a fair chance before I get pulled over. Some close to the department say the vehicle is equipped with cutting-edge stealth technology, allowing officers to monitor traffic without distraction. Others are calling it the most efficient speed trap ever created. When asked for comment, Chief Frank simply smiled and said, "We're always looking for innovative ways to keep the community safe, even if you can't always see them coming." City of Milton has not confirmed how many invisible units are currently in service or whether residents should expect more. And then at the end, in meantime, Milton drivers are encouraged to follow traffic laws, stay alert, and assume you're always being watched. Happy April Fool's Day from the Big O. That's offensive. Of course, it was fake. Of course, there's no invisible police cars in the city of Milton or any other place, as far as we know. But, you know, if they're invisible, how would we know? Anyway, so that's the backdrop. And I tell you this because you're going to learn some amazing things about your fellow residents if you live in Milton. Ed Spears, can you explain?
While the chief is joking, it was an April Fool's joke from another external organization. Hold on, Chief. Hold on. External organization. Can you give an idea of what you did for the next couple of days answering calls and emails regarding your invisible police cars?
Oh, Lord.
So, you know, not everybody has a sense of humor. Not everybody gets a joke. Not everybody perceives that on April 1st, you have to be extra suspicious of everything that you see online, as you should be ordinarily. You know, it's funny. People get upset. I'm like, you know, most stuff's fake all the time. You shouldn't be extra aware on April Fool's. Just be aware that some of your more reliable sources might deliberately be trying to fool you, like me. Anyway, so she says,
I am not joking, and if you have followed it on social media at all, it garnered a lot of attention. Apparently, they did such a great job in their April Fool's joke that there were several of our local residents who actually believed it was true. I saved some of them, if any of you would like to stop by my office to hear the voicemails regarding whether it was appropriate or prudent or not for me to have chosen to have an invisible vehicle. That could the money have been spent elsewhere, that there should be a law that cruisers should be visible.
They're upset that they're wasting money on such an expensive project, that it's against the law or should be against the law to have, you know, we shouldn't be allowed to have invisible police cars. Oh, man. Like some poor soul, I'm just picturing, they read the post somehow. They live in Milton and they get all worked up and they call the police chief. How dare you? Oh, I love, people are amazing. God made a lot of them. You know, he sure did. All right, we'll come back to this in a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. 9 miles, accident-free. Not showing any delays in Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks so much, PJ. So back to Chief Frank at the Milton City Council meeting last week talking about the, it's not actually real, the invisible cruiser that was an April Fool's Day prank post from the homeless advocacy group Offensive, and all the phone calls from all the locals who were all worked up about this she got.
And then I did explain to one gentleman that it was a joke from an organization. It was not approved by the city nor by the police department. In fact, I wasn't aware until it was forwarded to me, at which point he asked me if it was a joke to waste city money, and I said, no, sir, I'm trying to very clearly let you know. In addition, several other members of our department received phone calls, emails, messages, so it gained lots of traction.
Yeah.
So I didn't see any of this on
social media. I didn't either.
I should have given you the background.
Heather Lindsay and, who's the other voice? It suddenly went straight out of my brain. They didn't see it? It's Casey. The other one, everybody saw, well, I mean, maybe, you know, I don't know. You see what you see, right?
There's an organization that played an April Fool's joke. They said that in full transparency that the chief had purchased an invisible cruiser, kind of like Wonder Woman with her jet, and was out there stopping vehicles and stopping cars, and it was a play on words, and some people misunderstood it as if it was real. For those of you who are interested in a laugh, perhaps, spend some time reviewing the social media responses. People were very, very angry and upset. So I don't want to laugh at the fact that folks were upset about it. I just laugh that,
I can.
Sometimes it's great to be the one who missed the joke on that and then look back on it and laugh a little bit. So, but I will assure you all, I am not seeking transparent cars or cloaking devices for my vehicles. So
that's the official statement. I am not seeking transparent. Well, which is, of course, what somebody who's secretly purchasing transparent cars and cloaking devices would say.
Seeking transparent cars or cloaking devices for my vehicles.
You never know. That's next year's budget.
Whatever justice requires, right?
Although, if I could get the Wonder Woman lasso of truth.
That's what I was thinking.
I will be seeking that.
That would be worth the investment.
Absolutely.
So if the cruiser's invisible, how do you see the flashy lights?
If you've ever watched Wonder Woman, there's an outline still there, and you can still see her. And so while the vehicle might be transparent.
Man, we watch you every day. Sorry.
Chief, I got a quick question.
Yes, sir. I'm trying desperately to leave this podium.
this is not a joke question.
No, we got time.
I'm trying desperately to leave this podium. That's so funny. That's, you know, I do not want to be here explaining this, talking about this. You know, it's funny because she's really good at, you know, PR, and she's been very visible and done a lot of things, and even doing press conferences for major events, which, you know, hadn't really been done by Chief Tindall before. But yet you can just tell, like, there's just some things that I would rather not have to be up here at the podium talking about. Mike Cusack is going to ask her a question. I won't. Just here we go.
Anyway, what's the time frame on the new cruiser?
Difficult to know because we have to, once we have this, we put in our purchase order, we have requested a place. The challenge is not the purchase of the cruiser, it's the upfit process. So we have to wait until items come in. Sometimes there'll be, for example, the Satina box in the back or a push bumper that might get held up because most of those things are coming from overseas. We've had times where things came in 3 months that other times take 6 months. The last set of vehicles that we had right before I arrived sat almost a year before they were fully upfitted.
Yeah, I remember Chief Thomas,
And that was before I came, so we're, to a certain extent, dependent on goods and services moving from one nation to another.
Okay, so the one we're replacing, is that operable still right now to this point, or no? Is it, you got it parked, or?
It is at the shop. It's been sitting at the garage now for, I want to say, about 2 months.
Oh, geez, okay.
Which is common, you know?
Someone will probably buy it. It'll go to auction. The metal, at least, is value to it.
Yeah, scrap. Oh, somebody texted in, I guess, a former cop who said, back in the 80s, we had undercover cop cars that were Pintos and not in the best of shape, you know, to blend in. Somebody else says, education is important, kids. What is this? I can't quite make this out. It's Milton's new uniforms that are also like invisibility cloaks or something. No, they got it from Harry Potter. I mean, it's obviously real. Now, there was another... I like human moments. You know, there's always the news and there's always the analysis. I personally get a lot of joy out of when you watch your city council or county commission meetings or whatever, and you have these kind of fun little human moments. And this was another one. This is on a completely unrelated topic. But last weekend, so this is over, but last weekend there was going to be a gaming event at the city of Milton at the community center. And Gavin Hawthorne, who is one city council member, is going to introduce Bethany Anderson, who is the PIO communications person for the city. She's been there maybe like a year and a half, 2 years. I guess probably like 2 years now. Anyway, maybe you have to think about it. She's a former TV person. She's fabulous. She's wonderful. But you can tell, like, she's not a gamer, and she's willing to acknowledge that. So now she's tasked with the job of advocating for an event that she is not a part of at all, right?
And then lastly, we have a Blackwater Unplug brings tabletop gaming weekend to Milton. We did this last year, and Jay Conrad, he explained more details, but we have our wonderful PIO who's going to give us details on that.
Gee, and I am just the perfect person to give details on this gaming event because I know games. Wow. Okay, so this weekend, April 18th and 19th.
You ever hear somebody describe a thing that they know they have to describe well, but it's just not their thing, and they don't even know how to talk about it the right way? That's what it was adorable.
We're going to have a gaming event, tabletop games, war games. For those who are interested, Warhammer 4000, my personal favorite, obviously. War Machine, Battletech, Flames of War, lots of war on this. Card games are a little different. We've got Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Universe, role-playing, Dungeons. And everyone had a great time, so I would anticipate that this will be another well-packed event. And we also did a TikTok for it that's hilarious that you guys will see this week. So anyway, if you have any questions, you should send them to me, and I'll send them to Jay.
And Mayor and Council, we are doing a fundraiser. You can challenge Bethany one-on-one at Warhammer for $100 a game.
Oh, gee, okay, because we want to make me poor.
Where's the money going?
I'm just joking, but it goes for the invisible police cruiser.
Yeah, there we go.
Nice way to tie it all together. So Ed makes a joke. Mayor Lindsay doesn't get the joke. Where's that money go? Like, goes for the invisible cruiser, obviously. How else would you fundraise for it? So there you go. That's your little slice of Milton that was not really melodrama, but a little bit more fun, and I'll always take it. I love when people are able to laugh at themselves. That's me advocating for tabletop games. 653 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise, Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
In every emergency, before help arrives on scene, a calm, steady voice is already at work. 911 dispatchers in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are the first responders, answering calls, asking the right questions, and sending help in seconds when every moment counts. During National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, thank these unseen heroes who work around the clock to keep our Escambia and Santa Rosa County families and neighborhoods safe.
You don't need another money hack. You need a plan. Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Alert 1, this is Eagle 1. You're cleared to fire. Splash the zeros. I say again, splash the zeros.
Yes, sir.
Such a great movie. Final Countdown, if you don't know. It was Top Gun before there was Top Gun. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us this morning. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Highway 90 is clear from Milton to Pace. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you need a new roof or you need a new repair for your roof or you're not really sure what you need exactly, call Quality Roofing Solutions. They'll take care of you. 20 years of replacing roofs here in this area. 10,000 roofs later. You know, Brian Ward started this company thinking, you know what? We're just going to be that company people can trust. We're going to be the company that does the work they say they're going to do. We may not be the cheapest. We won't be the most expensive, but we're going to do what we say, and we're going to treat people right. And, you know, 10,000 roofs later with a 4.9 rating on Google, which is unheard of, that's exactly what they're known for. You know, when I was first approached about doing ads for them, I asked my wife, because she pays attention to these things sometimes better than I do, and I said, you know, do you know anything about them? She's like, well, the one thing I do know is on Nextdoor, there's always, you know, people ask the same questions over and over a lot. And one of the questions they ask is, am I no good roofer? And there's usually two or three answers to that question. And Quality Roofing Solutions is always on that list. They're not the only one on the list, but they're, you know, the other ones kind of rotate in and out, but they're always on that list. I'm like, okay, that's a good mark. They do a full warranty for the lifetime of a roof for a workmanship warranty, which is absolutely unheard of in the industry. They'll explain to you what makes more sense in terms of finances and help you walk through what decision, if it's a repair. And if you know you got to replace it, you know you got to replace it. But they can do, you know, any material, metal, tile, shingle, stone cut, stone coat, whatever the case may be. And again, they won't treat you like you know it all, and they won't talk down to you because you don't know it all. They'll just return your phone call, talk to you, and treat you like a human. You know, what you expect out of a business. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A debate featuring some of the top candidates for California governor took place last night. Six candidates faced off in San Francisco. This is the first debate they've had in California since former Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell, who was seen by many as the front runner, dropped out after sexual assault allegations. A South Carolina man convicted of burning a cross to intimidate his black neighbors now faces federal charges. Police say this incident occurred back in November of 2023 when 31-year-old Warden Evander Butler made threatening Facebook posts and then burned a cross in his backyard facing his neighbor's home. And
that's not something you see every day anymore.
Definitely doesn't sound very neighborly.
No,
I would say
not really.
On some happier note here, the NFL draft gets
maybe
underway.
Maybe he was just
today.
Really bad at doing a campfire.
That could be. It's the only scrap wood I got, I guess.
They said TP, and I thought they meant just a T, and I got confused, and here we go.
The NFL draft gets underway today in Pittsburgh. There's some tight security there at that event. Authorities say there will be increased law enforcement presence in the entire city, even beyond the boundaries of the draft activities. The FBI reporting, though, no credible threats of violence.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. So the ongoing non-funding for DHS is really getting to be bad. I read an article about this. It's quite good at CBS. The Adobe software and other subscriptions have lapsed at DHS. Employees are now doing unique and humorously complex workarounds for not having functioning software. They've run out of paper clips. Others are reusing printer paper, flipping old documents over to print on the blank ones. The Office of Public Affairs has resorted to using three-hole punched paper because it's the only stock left in their supply closets. It kind of reminds me of Atlas Shrugged a little bit. Staff roam hallways in search of toner cartridges and ink. Staples have become a scarce commodity. I feel like it's the black market of inside trading on these. It's like the school system. In a department built to respond to catastrophic threats, employees have been reduced to bartering for office supplies. Good Lord. It may sound trivial, but DHS employees point out that office supply struggle further undermines the morale of a department that leans heavily on contracts, subscriptions, and logistics, which are not working right now, and they're behind on the rent and the utilities and everything else, in addition to, of course,
listen
the pay problem.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.